Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning, and welcome all of you to the celebration, very especially if you are visiting us for the first time, and I know we have some students that are here. Welcome. We began the celebration always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus Christ be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. And at times it helps just to close our eyes and take our thoughts to God. With sincere hearts and humble words, We ask God to forgive us, for so often we hurt our God when we hurt one another, when we fail to see the face of Jesus in others. We ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through a most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, at all times go before us and follow after and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and pure choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all the nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, Behold our God, to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. The word of the Lord.
I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me. He revives my soul. I shall and your staff will give me comfort. I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. You have prepared a table for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil, my cup is overflowing. I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell for length of days unending. I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I know how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress. My God will fully supply whatever you need, in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father, glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Jesus Christ, enlighten the eyes of our hearts, so that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests." The Gospel of the Lord.
I feel so tall. We cried out in the responsorial psalm, "I will live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." We sang about heaven, our house. And Jesus today in the gospel, through a parable, he paints a beautiful picture of this paradise. In the parable, the king is going to have a feast, a wedding feast, but not just a feast, but a royal wedding feast for his son. And he sends out invitations. This parable is for us. It's for you. It's for me. He has sent us an invitation. Have you gotten your invitation? Have you read it? Have you gotten the letter? The text, the email, the Twitter through Facebook? The invitation. He constantly comes to us. And he wants to invite us to be with him forever. He sends the invitations, and some said no. Some says, I gotta go work. I gotta go do this. I gotta do that. And this saddened the king. For he had everything ready. It was a great feast. Lots of different chefs there. The best choices of wine. The best cuts of meats. Music, dancing. A big celebration. And no one showed up. And he was sad. And then he sent others, other servants, go to the byroads and invite everybody, the good and the bad. I want my banquet hall for my son and his bride-to-be to be filled. That invitation is for us. And you're probably saying, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to go to that wedding banquet. And the answer is, you're right. We are not worthy. But our God, our Father in heaven, is so much different than us. He's a generous God. He says, yes, I want you. I need you. I love you so much that he sent his son to die for us. You know the picture where Jesus, the good shepherd, is knocking on the door. You've seen that. He's knocking. He constantly knocks on our doors. It's the door, your heart. He knocks on your heart. He wants you to open the door. And you will see him. That's the invitation. And the invitation is just two words. I love you. I love that phrase in Spanish better. In Spanish it says, te quiero, which means I want you, I desire you. I want you to be with me. Te quiero. That's the invitation. And we cry out, I'm not worthy. We cry that out at Mass too. I'm not worthy, Lord. I'm not worthy to partake of you. But you say the word. And I shall be healed. Say yes. Say yes to God. Say yes to the invitation. He wants us to be with him. And then he wants us to be with him forever. I will live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Oh, I love that music, the way it was sung. And I looked at the faces at your faces, and I saw what you were feeling. To be with God forever, to see His face, to be at the banquet, to be at the celebration forever and ever. He's inviting you. Constantly, He invites us. He invites us here today. You've said yes, and you're dressed well. You're dressed correctly when you said yes this morning. That's the dress. It's the saying yes. To be with God. To hear His word. To sing to Him. Yes. Yes to the invitation. That's the reply. In a few moments again, He will invite us to the food that nourishes, to the drink that quenches our thirst, Jesus. Constantly hear that invitation. Hear that knocking on the door. And by all means, open the door and say yes.
Let us, in faith, profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess with baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our God will fully supply whatever we need. And so we pray for all our brothers and sisters in the world.
That the Holy Church of Christ renew its invitation to all from the highways and byways to join in the feast of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayers. That nations respond to every invitation they receive to cultivate peace throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all those celebrating their own marriage feast as they embark on a new life together, showing God's love to the world
and their love for each other. Let us pray to the Lord. That our community arise from this Eucharistic banquet nourished and renewed, let us pray to the Lord. For the safety of all members of our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin, Jr., Margarita Garcia, and Claire McCutcheon, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
O God of abundance, you have set a rich table before us, and you promise to wipe away every tear. Graciously hear and respond to these prayers, which we offer today through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, the prayer of your faithful with his sacrificial offerings, that through these acts of devotedness we may pass over to the glory of heaven through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For at the Last Supper with his apostles, establishing for the ages to come the saving memorial of the cross, he offered himself to you as the unblemished Lamb, the acceptable gift of perfect praise. Nourished in your faithful by this sacred mystery, you make them holy, so that the human race, bounded by one world, may be enlightened by one faith and united by one bond of love. And so we approach the table of this wondrous sacrament, so that bathed in the sweetness of your grace, we may pass over to the heavenly realities here foreshadowed. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we, with all the angels, cry out and without end as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church. Spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of your now
and Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Yes. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Ancestors ate manna in the desert, but this is the bread come down from heaven.
Eat this bread, drink this cup, and we are never hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.